fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The Dáil is going to be debating a motion later today put before it by the Labour Party, and the motion seeks to ensure that there would be more Gardaí on the streets and in communities, and they would provide enhanced conditions for Gardaí to be able to roll out domestic abuse coordination teams across every region. Alan Kelly is the man behind the motion. He's Labour Party Justice Spokesperson and TD for Tipperary North. Alan, to some extent, are you getting in behind a direction of travel that the government is already on? Because they have commitments to greatly increase the number of Gardaí, as I understand it.
Yeah, but commitments and delivery, Anton, are very different words. And I speak to Gardaí all the time, at every rank, every week, many, many times. And really, there isn't much confidence that they're going to be able to deliver on their commitments. They've made commitments that they'll have 5,000 new Gardaí during the duration of this government. The way things are going, there's no hope of them doing that. There are a range of other issues, though. Why those who want to join the Gardaí don't, up to 11,000 people put their names in to consider it. But the amount of people who actually pull out is really concerning. They don't even go to the, you know, the other stages, because really the paying conditions, you see the amount of overtime that's been given out to guards, and that's justifiable purely because they need to have an actual, a real wage. So the paying conditions, the pension issue, the requirement for a supplementary pension, the training allowance when you're in Templemore, and Templemore itself needs investment as well on top of that. And also, I suppose, you know, there is a whole issue of a lifestyle. I mean, when I was growing up, when you were growing up, Anton, you know, becoming a guard, you know, it was a serious, you know, profession. It was something that people really looked up to. And, you know, it was a real career that was, you know, something that, you know, you'd be very proud of. And it was well paid, and you had access to good financial conditions and all of that. And there was a respect there. But, you know, guards will tell you that that has changed. I mean, the entry level pay, the conditions of work, many Gardaí who are attested and then actually become full Gardaí and they move to Dublin, you know, they can't sustain living there because of the cost of living. They're commuting, they're sleeping on couches and cars. Well, I speak to guards literally outside Leinster House on these issues. And, you know, that's we really need a culture change and a mindset change.
To some extent, Alan, is that a function, is that an unfortunate but unavoidable function of economic success? That if there are a lot of other high-paying jobs available that there mightn't have been in the 80s and early 90s, that means that people will take those careers rather than going into the guards?
Well, there's certainly an element to that. There's no point in lying. Of course there's an element to that. But on top of that, though, we also need to, we need Gardaí. We need to protect our citizens. We also need to ensure that there is geographical distribution. If I hear Minister O'Callaghan saying once more that there's high visibility Gardaí and it works, high visibility policing, you walk out of Leinster House, you trip over guards all the way to Grafton Street and all the way down maybe to O'Connell Street. You go down to where I'm from, you go looking for a guard in Rossgrave where the station's closed, Nina, Turles, Templemore, any of these places. The guards from Newport going to cover Rossgrave. We've an operating model which is the whole of East Clare in it and North Tipperary. So if you're basically in the far side of East Clare, past Scariff, and you get called, you could end up having to drive to Rossgrave. I mean, it's a crazy operating model as well. And on top of that, there's a morale issue on them. Look at what's gone on in Limerick. Look what's happened in the last 4 or 5 weeks in Limerick. I mean, 11 Gardaí, one retired superintendent, and how they've been treated and the legacy of that. I live near Limerick. I'm from the Midwest. I know the morale is on the floor. And we had a Garda commissioner then who has spoken an awful lot in the previous Garda Commissioner about roads policing, and he made a commitment for 150 new roads policing officers because we have issues on our roads, as we all know. The fact is that about 15% of the commitment has been honoured. So when you are looking at what we need as a society, when you look at what we require across the country, not just because the ministers from up the road here in Dublin, up the road from Leinster House, and we can see high visibility Gardaí because he's the minister from Dublin South, and there's high visibility here. We need this in every part of the country.
All right.
Yes, how you operate as a guard in a rural area versus an urban area, it's obviously different. But the fact is, we need fairness and proportionality. And the career of a guard needs to be put forward as a career with proper pay, proper conditions, a future that has
that
a good pension. And also, there's one other thing.
We don't have time, I'm afraid, for one other thing.
That's where we'll have to leave it.
Alan Kelly, Labour Party's Justice Spokesperson and TD for Tipperary North. Thank you very much. Now,
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.